Hi everyone, I just wanted to say that this is the first in-person interview I've done for this channel and this podcast, so I hope you really enjoy, and any technical difficulties or whatever, we will sort it out for next in-person podcast, whenever that may be. Okay, thank you, enjoy. Hello everyone, welcome to the sixth episode of Reach the Peak podcast. I'm Quinn Lovett, also known as Bashano, and today I'm joined by the ASM coordinator this year, Noobs.
Hello, I
Hello.
have the office with my name on it.
Yeah,
Lucky me.
lucky you.
Yeah,
So, yeah, I guess we'll just start with, who are you, where are you from, and what's your role at ASM this year?
crazy. So my name is Noops. I'm from Adelaide, South Australia. I have been around speedrunning since genuinely 2011. And I was involved with Avcon for a long time. At Avcon, there one year, happened to be a bunch of nerds sitting around in a corner playing games quickly, and I was like, hey, that's the thing I like to do as well. And then I followed ASM for a little while, and then in 2019 I did the bushfire marathon, just a little online fella. Didn't have a webcam then. Played a game called Bird Gut, which is fun, really cool, like free platformer made by one person, Michael
Oh,
Bertium.
yes, I know Bird Gut.
It's
Yes.
based as hell. I love that game.
It's a very good game.
Yeah, so did that, and then just sort of my inherent nature to want to help and like be useful took over, and I just started doing more and more stuff. And then when the previous coordinator stepped away from their position, I got asked to take over, and I went, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't
okay.
think about it for like 48 hours, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, eventually I went, no, there are enough people here to help me succeed, even though I'm not the most technically minded person, that we can probably do it. Yeah, it's pretty
Yeah.
cool.
So, yeah, what's like coordinating like been like this year so far? Busy or?
I'm weirdly calm. Like I've been waiting for more fires to put out, but the most that's happened so far is a proofreading error in the booklets. And
Yeah.
that's entirely my fault, like 2 months ago. So for the most part, like we've had a bit of extra time. I know we had a bit of extra time yesterday where Ricky ran Dragon Ball Z Budokai, which is a really cool run. That was fun to watch. And then we also had a bit of extra time this morning, so Sten ran Inner Six.
Oh,
But
yeah.
it's just been like, we're running roughly on schedule. No major problems have happened. My run went off pretty well smoothly, like 2 minutes underestimate, even though my controller kept disconnecting. Like it's just,
Yeah.
yeah, we're sort of chilling. I'm sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop, but we're
So
tracking
far it's
nicely.
been,
Yeah, we're
yeah, so
tracking
far it's
nicely.
been pretty cruisy.
Yeah.
Okay. So you talked about, seeing those people doing speedrunning and stuff. How did you first like get into speedrunning
So
in
when I
general?
was 11 years old, the 3DS came out, which dates me, but. When I was 11 years old, the 3DS came out, and with it came Ocarina of Time 3D. I was playing through Ocarina of Time 3D, and I got stuck on the Forest Temple. And I was like, how the hell do you get through the Forest Temple? Because remember, I was 11.
Yeah.
Playing through it, playing through it, playing through it. I'm like, this kind of sucks. Like, what am I doing wrong? I don't really understand it. I looked up on YouTube just like Ocarina of Time tutorial or something. And I found this fella that was sort of skiing looking, and they're like, yeah, this is the Chinese version of the game. And they played it and they beat it, the whole thing, in like an hour. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, that's really cool. I want to learn how to do that. I tried doing some of the things. Some of the things that happen in the N64 game got patched in the 3DS game. So I was trying these tricks, and I'm like, I can't work it out. And it's speedrunning in the over 10 years I've been involved now has progressed a lot to a lot more accessible tools, where it used to literally be SDA, where it was an embed video, not even like a YouTube video, an embed video, and then it was like a text document of like, this is how you do the trick. That's what it was.
Some of
And
the old AVP, some of the old AVP classic runs of that
yeah.
is just like text, and then it's like, here's the demo file. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
great, also
Oh, the old
awesome.
demo
I just
files of like Doom and Quake were so cool,
yeah.
hey. But yeah, so like that's the sort of era that I started in. And then, the more that I was like trying stuff out, I was like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And then it took really until South Park Stick of Truth came out when I was 15, 16, where I was like, this game I reckon I could play quickly. And then I started doing runs and I was like, this is really cool. And that's when ASM started happening. So I started watching that. I was always like in the background. Like, there's footage of me in the crowds. Like looking real skinny and teenagerish, being like, oh, don't look at me, I'm scared. But, you know, I sort of kept to myself because I was like, I don't know if that's really what I want to like do. Like, you know, I spent a lot of time playing water polo growing up, and I was like, this is my whole life, I'm going to do that the whole time. And then I suddenly was no longer doing that. And I was really hesitant to like jump feet first into something else I really loved. So, you know, there were a couple of years of ASMs where I could have been more heavily involved than I was, which, like, you know, I'm not sad that I wasn't, but it would have been cool as well, you know?
It would have been cool to get the experience earlier.
But, you know, ruining things that didn't happen is almost as bad as regretting things that did. Like, you know, you can only do what is in front of you, and, you know, if it turns out to be not the best decision or not the best time, you learn from it and move on. You know, just sort of, it is what it is. I sort of forgot what your question was. I think I answered it. I was basically, Ocarina of Time and then Stick of Truth.
Got into speedrunning. So, some classics. And yeah, I guess like from there, like how did you find ASM? Did you just like look?
Literally, so I went, I was going to AvCon from like 2011, 2012. So as a real little kid, and you know, I'd always wanted to volunteer at it because I saw all these people running around in these bright red t-shirts just like doing stuff, and I was like, that's super cool, I want to volunteer for AvCon. But because of where AvCon is in the year, Comic-Con was actually the first convention I could volunteer for when I was old enough. So I first volunteered at Comic-Con, and I volunteered at AvCon afterwards, and I was just like running around in the events team, and I saw like this mature gaming area, and I was not 15 at the time. I still snuck my head in. There were these people like playing games with like monitors and a timer, and I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And yeah, it's like people hanging out. I remember very vividly, actually, 2015, 2016, around that time, there was a string of donations that came through towards the end of the marathon where it was like, it was someone's mum, and they're like, oh, good luck, sweetie. You do super well on the run. I've got some chicken tenders in the oven for you. 30 minutes later, I mean, hey, baby, your chicken tenders are pretty crispy. You might want to finish your run soon. And right towards the end of the run, I went, runner's name, full stop. Your chicken tenders are burnt. Come downstairs now.
It's like he had a time incentive. He's like,
it was hilarious.
He's like, oh no, I need to get my
That was the Beyond Blue days. That was like very early ASM. That was like, you know, the marathon totals were like $5,000 in those days. And the idea that we would raise five figures was insane. Like just ever insane. You know, it's been such a privilege to watch the event grow as like, you know, an external just hanger outer and then getting closer and closer to actually taking charge of it. Then being in charge of it, and we raised like $13,000 in one day. Insanity.
Insanity. Yesterday was pretty wild to watch.
You know, we're very, very lucky to be in the position that we are. We've grown very nicely, and now it's just a matter of pushing forward and developing the foundations underneath us so that if we do continue to expand and grow, we can do so safely and productively. It's very exciting stuff.
I guess in the past, like, how has your experience been like watching it grow like over the years? Like,
very weird.
Pretty cool and weird and...
very weird. I don't know, I'm when it comes to stuff that's online, I'm sort of a bit of a hipster about it. I'm like, if it's over a certain size, I hate it, don't want to watch it anymore. Like, if a YouTuber gets too many subs and they start like, you know, playing like, oh my god, my audience is so big now, I stop watching. I just can't do it. I need that like lo-fi aesthetic.
You need the like community feeling.
And ASM's been able to grow and raise more and more money while still keeping that sort of feel. And you know, other marathons have gone in different directions, and that's awesome to see. Like, there's a lot of social good being done just by a bunch of nerds getting together and playing games. Like, that's so fucking awesome. I love it. But the fact that ASM has been able to keep its soul while still expanding the way that it has has been really, really cool to see. You know, I keep talking and then forgetting what your question was, but
just
you know,
talking about like how's it going.
Like, yeah, it's going well. Like it's well. Really, really cool to see it grow.
I do know there's been a big rise in like speed running YouTube as well, with like people like Summoning Soul and like Easy Speezy and stuff kind of blowing up. And I think, does that have any impact on like the wider community, do you think?
I remember like 6-7 years ago, I think it was Easyscape was like, you need to start a YouTube, like a speedrunning YouTube channel now, and you might make it. And there are a whole bunch of channels that popped out of that. And you know, of those, there are a lot of people who are very intent on different areas of speedrunning that perhaps were not as well platformed as before. So for a long time, if you were the sort of person that would find stuff in games, you were confined to one little portion of the game's forum or Discord or wiki, and that was it. Like, you would just mess around with it, be like, yep, cool, I made this, done. And then someone else would take it and it would end up in a marathon run somewhere, and people would learn from the marathon run, not you. It happens. I'm not
modern runners. Come in, they watch the top runners, like, I'm just gonna use all those.
Yeah, just do that. Yeah.
And it's like, we don't have to find anything, but we still try, you know.
But people like that have now been able to just sort of go like, you know, I just play around with stuff and sometimes cool things happen.
Sometimes I feel bad when I like doing runs. I'm like, man, I didn't make any of these skips. I'm just going.
So my mate Waffles found an alternate setup for a wall clip in Burial at Sea. And I love him to pieces. He called it the Waffles Head Hop. I feel like if you name it after yourself immediately, it's not going to stick. Because I reckon within a week, it was just called the Head Hop and then the Hop.
You gotta just stick with like a generic name.
And then it just like, it's not as fast as the normal setup, and the normal setup's become more consistent as computers have gotten better, so it just doesn't happen anymore. On consoles, it's still helpful, but you know, you used to just be like, you know, this is my trick with my name in it, or you'd like name it something really stupid so that people would be like, oh, why is it called that? Oh, because this guy found it and he called it this. And now it's like just sort of, this dude found it, here's the trick, the tutorial.
I feel like if you name it after yourself, people will be like, well, it's in the game, like anyone can do the trick. You know, it's like, it's not like it's only on your version of the game. I don't know.
It's like, I've spent a lot of time in outdoor education. People in outdoor education and speedrunning are very, very similar people, where they are obsessed with their like legacy. This idea of like, what do I leave behind for the people that come after me? It's like, just do your thing. Who cares?
Just have
you
fun.
Know, if you're if you do something cool and people remember it on merit, that is worth so much more than injecting your name into something, you know.
Totally fair and everything. I guess just being here has been really nice, and I've noticed everyone's very nice. What's your like thoughts on the Oz community as a whole?
The Oz community is fantastic. Bunch of shit posters. There are people like speedrunning is an inherently
Is that not just Australians?
Speedrunning is an inherently niche hobby, right? So the community is already small, and it's like it is a niche of a niche of a niche, pretty much. Like the sorts of people who are going to be able to come to a marathon, submit a game, do it in front of people, and like, you know, hang out with people as well. It's a very, very small amount of people. The fact that Australia and New Zealand, like Oceania and their surrounds, just doesn't have that many people just physically kicking around.
In the NZ Discord, I think there's like 15 people.
Yeah.
There's like no one there. They're speedrunners.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's a very niche community.
The South Australian speedrun Discord is like maybe 30 people. Like there's lots of people outside of that, but it's bringing them into this sort of a fold and being like, hey, you can just come do a speedrun. Like it's base.
You don't have to play, just watch.
You can hang out in the practice room. Someone will teach you their game. They're like, hey, do you want to learn like Sly Any Percent? Brilliant. Sit down. And then just do it. It's so cool. Like we were at Avcon last weekend. Not last weekend, now the weekend before.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago.
Where we had our own little setup station, and I literally spent the whole time teaching people how to play Smile for Me. One of my favorite speed games of all time. It's made by two people called Limbo Lane. And it's literally just the speed run is nod your head, shake your head, nod your head again, give someone a painting, jump out a window. That's it. It's so good. You can beat it in 50 seconds if you're good.
Yeah, like, it's, there's like real so quick, much fun. Just, you know, quick speed games. So it's like, it's like the, I can't remember what Age of Empires is, but it's like the one frame and that's it. He like lowers the game for one frame and exits. Like, I did it. It's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, like those like really, really short ones where it's like Cluedo where you just guess.
Yeah, yeah, they just like pick the four the same square like four times in a row. I was like, please
these ones,
be right.
This one works. Happy days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just spamming the four squares. Like, I just hope this is who's we just get lucky.
Yeah, I mean, like this is the thing you find with speedrunners, right? They'll all have their like perfect speedrun game.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be different for everyone. Like, you know,
of course, yeah.
I would imagine that Layla would have said like, oh, Celeste is the best because like tight tricks and all this stuff. The developers love it. The developers of Smile for Me know about the trick. They think it's funny, and they respond to my emails. Therefore, they're the best people ever.
I
think it's probably the perfect speedrun game because it's accessible enough that if you know how to use mouse and keyboard, you can do it. And it takes 5 minutes to learn, and you can grind it really easily. You know, it's really, really cool.
Yeah. See, my favorite speed game of all time would probably be Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, Super Meat Boy's fun.
Because that's what I grew up doing. That's what my first ever speed game was.
Yeah. I remember buying Super Meat Boy for $5 at an AFCON once. And it was just like a deluxe edition where I got an extra large t-shirt and I was a skinny kid. Yeah. So this thing hung off me like a moo-moo. And I was like, yeah, I got Super Meat Boy for $5 at AFCON. And then my dad used it as an oil rag because he thought it was just like a random piece of cloth.
So big, he's like, no one's going to wear this. Yeah. I'm just going to like...
Yeah, so now it's an oil rag. But no, that was like, I got the DVD for the PC and played that. It was great.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great game. If you play on the original version, it's janky as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just playing, it's like, how does this game work? Like, it's a miracle it turns on.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. It's a classic. It's what I started speedrunning, and I was in the same boat as you. I beat the game, and I was like, I wonder if there's like professional players at this.
Mm.
And I looked up, I'm like, professional Super Meat Boy, which seems kind of silly in my head now. I'm like, it's like, no one. And then I found him, I'm like, what's this? I watched Vorpal's 80% world record at the time. And I was just like,
my God.
Like, I was just watching him, like, I don't know, you could do half of this.
I mean, that's the thing with speedrunning. Like, it's the greatest act of love for a game that you like. You know, often a speedrun, unless you're picking it up specifically to speedrun it, like Survivor Wii, unless you're like doing that, it's often a game that you've like played the absolute skin off of, and
you just want to see what else there is for it. And it was like I'd finished everything. I was like, oh, I just wonder like how good people can get at it. I looked at, I'm like, it was just like a whole new like door open. I'm like, oh, it's
unreal!
Like, this is insane. I didn't know, like, that you could do half the skips they were doing. And I was like, I don't even know how you do half skips they were doing. I saw auto jump for the first time.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, why is he pulling? Whoa! What the fuck? He's just off. I was like, how does that work? And I went to my game. It wasn't on the original version. I couldn't do it because they patched it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do this one. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
So. My favorite speedrunning trick of all time is in Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness. If you're using specifically an AMD video card, because of the way that they're set up, you can save load and you'll keep your momentum through the save loads. So you do that to like push yourself through doors and stuff. But in the final boss fight, in the final arena, the way it's supposed to go is you beat the boss and then this like whole thing like starts falling down, you start swimming, you kind of get to the end and you get to the like the hole in the top where you can get out and bring that end of game trigger is there at all times. So literally the final boss fight is you walk to the middle of the arena, jump, quick save, quick load, quick save, quick load, quick save, quick load, and you just go into the end of game trigger is so good.
I think you mentioned that a few days ago talking about it. Stuff like that. It's like, I don't know how anyone ever finds that in the first place. And then it's just like, oh.
Okay. Well, this sort of happens. Like, you know, I specifically really like holding space for people to learn how to do stuff and mm-hmm. teaching people how to do stuff. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So when I played a lot of Bioshock Infinite Barrel at Sea, mm-hmm. which is my other favorite speed game.
Bioshock
Infinite is so good. Game. I love the Bioshock series. It's so good.
Yeah.
If you're interested in that, watch the Rage Run from last night. I yapped Blake's ear off about Bioshock for an hour and a half, and then I went for a lie down so I could do Stick and Truth.
I mean, yeah, Bioshock, Halo, like AVP, like those are the games I grew up playing anyway. Yeah. So I was like watching the Halo run. I'm like, this game is very similar to AVP. I was watching. I'm like, huh, actually, now that I think about it, these are the same game, basically. Yeah, it's just different universes.
Yeah. FPS speedruns are genuinely some of my favorite stuff because you're like, you don't have all those weird, well, you sometimes do, but you have like all these weird, like, model collision gear that you can't see your model.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to like sort of work out roughly how big you are and then jam yourself into place.
That's the thing. Great. There's some precise skips you also in the AVP run where like, it's based on like your model hitbox, but you don't know where your model is. Yeah. So you're kind of frantically spinning the camera in hopes that it clips it, and you're like, please work. Because you just can't see like where you are in relation to like the environment. Yeah. So it's just very precise how inputs good. Where it's like, uh-oh, I hope this works. If it doesn't, it'll just it'll take a few attempts. But yeah, no, it's always good.
But so what I was saying was like, I made the tutorial for Burial at Sea with incorrect lore, mind you. I played the Bioshock games casually when they came out.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit later because Bioshock 1 was a bit old for me when it came out. That, again, dates me. but I played them casually, loved them on PS3,
mm-hmm.
and then on PC, you know, I'm literally just playing them to speedrun them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I haven't meaningfully engaged with the storyline of Bioshock.
You put out the stuff and all the lore nerds were like...
Well, not even. No one watched it. I looked at my analytics and it literally went, hey, this is the lore in case you want to explain it during a speedrun marathon. And like the watch time is like, da-da-da-da, boom. And then straight back to the skips and straight through. No one watched the lore area. And I was like, well, it's wrong anyway. I might cut it out.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But yeah, like all the skips in there are pretty well straightforward. There's a bit of like routing that's changed since I made the other tutorial, but it's not worth making.
The other classic thing is like, you say one bit of lore, like you get everything right, but you say the one thing wrong, and then everyone's like, hold on. It's like, okay, I got one thing like slightly incorrect, my bad.
Yeah. But yeah, as part of that video, I went through on a bunch of different FPSs because the consoles will run on 30 FPS except for PS4 Pro that runs on 60 ish.
Yeah.
PS5 will do the same. I haven't tested on PS5, I don't know one.
The latest console I think I played was Xbox 360.
Nice.
And then I haven't played
that's anything. An Xbox 360 in that bag. It's the one in this event.
I had my old one. It just has never died. I'm like, oh, I'll just keep it.
Yeah, my old Xbox died.
I have a Gen 1 that just hasn't quit yet. So I was like, it's just kind of a... It had one of the like red parts for like maybe a week, and then it went away again. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like watching, I'm like,
uh-oh.
I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I turn it on the next week, I'm like, oh, it's fine. Okay, it's not dead yet, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Because I want to run Saw. I think that would be a fun speed run. Because the game sucks. It's genuinely terrible. Yeah. But it's fun. You couldn't do Saw 2 because one of the flashlight options is a flash camera. And so it's just every few seconds, like...
You just get bullied. Someone in epilepsy.
Yeah. Anyway, point being. I went through on every like different FPS, and as I was doing this process, I was doing runs in between just like keep myself fresh, and I ended up somehow skipping the first like cutscene of the game. No one's ever been able to work out.
Yeah, how did you just skip it? You're like, how the fuck did I do that?
I was literally just like grinding runs, and then it just happened one day. I was like, what the hell?
It's like what? Okay, I suppose. I mean, there's a few skips like that in games that I've played where like people have been like, I did the skip. They're like, oh hell. He's like, I don't know. It's like, I can't do it again.
Yeah, like finding that like qualitative data of like, this is why this trick works in such a way is really valuable to speedrunning stuff. And that's what I enjoyed doing.
I did that once actually. Yeah. There's a generator. that you have to like pull an AVP. Mm-hmm. You usually get knocked over when you run. I like pulled it and like I ran. I got hurt, but I didn't fall over. I was like, how did I do that? I'm like something like what? I just didn't get the animation. Okay.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. Like,
people, I'm never gonna hit that again. But
people like ask these questions. Like, oh, how did you find this stuff? How do you know how this works? And it's like, we're nerds with a lot of free time. Like, it just sort of happens.
It's just It's like people's like, how do you find it? It's like, I got bored.
Yeah.
So I started just dicking around and it worked.
I was avoiding writing an essay, so I made an hour long YouTube video on how to play in half an hour long
game. Yeah. It's like, how did you find the skip? It's like, I looked like I could go through the tiny crack. And I was like, maybe.
Are you of the generation where there were run documents? Like a full on like,
Google Doc. Yeah. Like,
this is how the run works.
Yes, I
physically printed out to do the run.
I would see that. You did used to have that.
That's old gear for Stick of Truth. I remember learning the run and it just said at one point, do elf skip.
I used to go on the...
God knows what that is.
I used to go on the forms and like print out the sheet and like research everything on the sheet. Be like, what is the skip? And like learn the skips one by one. Yeah, I definitely do remember doing that for some early games. I was like, mainly with Super Meat Boy, I just printed out the sheet. I'm like, so what the hell is controller to keyboard mapper? What is double jump? Like, what's auto jump? I just had to like go through and look up everything. And back, like, the tutorials were kind of like, they were there, but you'd watch a tutorial and there was like the worst explanation you've ever seen. It's like, okay, well,
I just do this. Like, one of my favorite things about, like, let's see, is there's a guy called Kyle who did one run 7 or 8 years ago, but he recorded it on his PS3. Like, he put his camera up to his PS3 and recorded that. And that's how we know how to do gate skip.
Because
he recorded himself doing it on PS3. And it's the most base thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Those runs where it's like, you see the TV and the phone's just like down there, like filming it. Yeah. It's like, yep.
It's so good. It's nice. So good. What a legend.
Yeah.
I hope he's doing well. I reckon he was like 14 when he did those runs. So he'd be like 21 now.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. I guess... That's all cool. That's like history. Where do you see like speedrunning taking off in the next few years or so? Like,
I mean, speedrunning continues to have a longer tail than I thought it would. I keep waiting for the day that it's just like, you know, 10 people in a room like, I don't know if it's got legs anymore. But we've been fortunate enough to just keep kicking goals over and over and over again, you know. I am conservative in risk-taking behavior, so I don't like being like, yeah, we're gonna make $1 million. Like, we had one really good day this week.
We have to be realistic,
being circumspect that we lose momentum as time goes on and then it picks right up at the end. So I don't know how much we're going to raise this week. I don't know like how good it's gonna go, but I see that we've sold more tickets than we ever have already. And it's day two.
Yeah.
I see that we have a practice room that is bumping at all times.
Oh, yeah. Like, so busy. I got over simulator. I was like, whoa, there's like so much going on.
There was 5 minutes last night where I got to sneak in and make my safety save for my run today because it was just packed at all of the times.
Yeah.
You know, we have a bunch of people kicking around at the event, going off and doing other stuff, hanging out and just being here.
Yeah.
You know, it is, I think, Oz Speedruns in particular is in a time transition where the people who started everything off are now slowly, like, going and doing their own thing. Like, Softy went and got married last year and he stopped doing the run, the event now, but he's back doing tech stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Asterius has a family. There's a few different people who I think are going to be around for a little bit longer, but not for forever. And then there is all these new people sort of sticking around the outside who are maturing into people who are going to be able to do stuff in the future. And so it's, you know, how do you prep an organization for changeover like that?
Youngins like me who are wanting to get out there a bit more.
How old are you?
20.
You're not 20.
I'm 20.
Bro, I'm so old right now.
Yeah.
I'm 26, but...
Yeah. No, don't worry. The amount of people, they're like... Oh, you're like, I'm 20. They're like, there's no fucking way. No 20. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not that old.
You can't drink in America, sucks you.
I started playing video, like, I think I started speedrunning when I was like 10.
Nice.
And then, like, for Super Meat Boy.
Yeah.
Well, I started playing, like, properly, like, getting into, like, real hard runs and stuff when I was like 14-ish.
Yeah. I think people are starting younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for people have always been of the temperament to play a game as quickly as possible and do stuff. Mm. It's only in the last 20 years that it's become more organized. Like, this is called a speedrun.
See, I was still...
Speedrunning has these different, like...
see, if I'm still at school for that, was weird, though.
Yeah.
They're like, why are you wasting your time with us? I'm like, hey.
You asked about, like, YouTube stuff, and I think the term speedrun has become common nomenclature now, which is fantastic, but it also leads to a lot of misuse. It's like how... Yeah. Velcro for a while were like, it's not a Velcro, it's hook and loop fastener.
That's what the technical name for what it is, but Velcro is just a brand that everyone knows. Don't
call every game console a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because if it becomes like...
it's a Nintendo. Yeah, but what type of Nintendo? You know, there's so many different versions.
If it becomes common parlance, you lose copyright over it. So companies like, no, don't call it the brand name.
We
want you to use the brand, just not the brand name.
Yeah.
It's like... Speedrunning's had a bit of that where I remember... Reddit's a cesspool in the best of times. I remember on r/speedrun, there was this dude who put a video of their dog eating food and just put a timer on it. And I was like,
this is not a speedrun.
This is not a speedrun. Like, it's just a video of your dog, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But like,
it's a good shit post.
But because people are so young, like, what previously would have been like an 18, 19-year-old like doing a shit post is now like a genuine, like, earnest posting 12-year-old.
Yeah, going like, this is my speedrun.
Like,
you know,
if you're a dickhead about it, like, these people get discouraged and they leave. And
So it's like,
And it's like, you know, when I was first in the speedrunning, the big game was Super Mario 64, and it still is a very big game.
Yeah.
But, you know, the world is so much bigger, and there's so many more games. Yeah,
when I was growing up, like, the, like, prestigious runs were the Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
And Mario 64. Well, like, were, like, the big, like, wow, you are a god if you can, like, get top 10. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Battle for Bikini Bottom went through a real renaissance.
Oh, yes.
You know, I foresee Swift. In the next, like...
Swift killed every category.
Yeah, Shift is just, like, unreal. like, you know, there are...
Yeah.
I reckon in the next 5 or so years, something from the early 2010s will be the premier speed game for a while. Old farts.
Yeah. Nah, not that old.
It'll all, like, sort of filter through. Which is really, really cool to see. Like, it is in a real, like, state of metamorphosis at all points. I think it is very important for the people who are in the positions now, like me, to actively lay the foundations and put the ladder down so that people can climb up and take part and do stuff.
Because I always want more people to get into speedrunning, because I think it's such a great, like, hobby and group and like, way to play games that, like, really pushes you, not just, like, with your skill, but, like, your patience and, like, you know, like, how determined you are, is, like, you know, how much effort it, like, really tests you in ways where it's like... And I think it's good in that way. And also, it's really nice when, like, you have some friendly competition that, like, kind of, you push each other to be better.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's always, like, really nice to see in a lot of communities, like, for speed games and that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you'll have, like, and I always, like, really appreciate how, like, in a lot of the communities that I've been in personally, the top runners are always very, like, helpful to the newer runners.
Yeah.
Like, when newer runners come and they're like, how do I do this and this? The top runners will always be like, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to explain it all and you'll walk you through
and
it.
Like, that's the thing, right? Because it's such an act of love. The top runners often are like...
They just love the game.
They just want to help people.
Yeah.
Teach people, like, stuff. I know that not every community was like that.
Not every community.
The old Toy Story 2 community. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
You might want to cut that out or they'll come after you. come after me. It was a period of time where the Toy Story community was very, like, maligned. I think they're better now. I hope they're better now. Anyway. it wasn't good.
I can bleep the game name. Like, the old...
I feel like speedrunning sort of waxes and wanes in its inclusiveness. So, like, it'll expand, and go, oh, there's a lot of people, let's sort of contract a little bit. And that's sort of the nature of any sort of in-group, right? Like, there will always be, like, an inner core, and then people on the outside of that, and outside of that, and outside of that. Corey Gaming has a really good video on that, of, like, the need for community, and explains, like, you know, the sorts of circles and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah.
the speedrunning as a whole, I think, is trending very positively, but if people are too eager to sort of protect their space, it will become very siloed very quickly, because it's already a very niche hobby, right? You know, this idea of like, oh, I have to be like, you know, this sort of person or these sorts of whatever, doesn't really gel with the fact that we're a bunch of weirdos that like doing
It's like, it's not the most normal like hobby.
It's not like we're all playing like rugby or whatever, and there's 300,000 juniors every single year going for like the professional leagues. There's like 100 of us. And yeah, we're expanding, we'll continue to expand, and it'll be getting bigger and bigger. But if you do not actively facilitate people taking part and being around stuff, it can and will die, and it will can and will die very, very quickly. And you know, it can be very disheartening to have your efforts get not as much traction as you perhaps hope, but
I do.
Over time, putting in these foundations, they bear fruit eventually.
I do sort of feel that, because as much as I love like the AVP communities, we're a very niche speed game. So like sometimes you put like, oh, I got this record, I did this, and it's like you get like free views. And it's like, eh.
But
it's okay, but it's still cool for the community, you know? But it's like, I do get like the feeling of like being underappreciated sometimes in like just any scene in general.
Yeah, I mean, if you started a brand new speedrunning event today, you would get maybe 100 views, and you would, if you were doing it as a charity thing, you'd raise maybe $500. But that's still $500 that's going to a charity. It's still 100 people that watch what you're doing, even if it's the friend and family of the runners, just, right? Like, every little bit helps. And a good friend of mine, Toasted Mildly, has a saying that I quite like. He's done runs with ASM before. He says that every step forward, no matter how small, is progress. And so long as you are holding space for people to make those steps, sometimes they take a little while to come around, and that's okay. Sometimes they get it straight away, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you are open and honest and welcoming, and you hold the space for people, they will grow into it. And that's what I really love about speedrunning. And that's where we're looking at right now. You know, we are pushing forward to a bold new horizon.
But, I guess we'll come to a closing force, but like, how would you like to just like say if you would recommend people get into it, and like how, if people are getting into it, like, is there any cool events and stuff you'd recommend like checking out?
Your local gaming convention probably has at least half a dozen people that like speedrunning. If you like speedrunning, submit a speedrunning panel and say, I like speedruns, here are speedruns I like. And if you spend the whole time literally flicking through slides and being like, look, it's Shift doing Battle for Bikini Bottom. Look, it's GDQ exists. Look, it's ASM exists. Whatever. You'll make friends. And once you have friends, then you can be like, let's just do a speedrun thing together. And it just grows like little piecemeal like that. So if you've got a local like gaming convention, go to it.
It's
meet
very,
people, do stuff, submit panels.
Most people listening will have a better chance of that than I do. I live on a tiny island in the middle of nowhere where it's like, maybe one not really gaming convention a year.
But it's still like, it's a community thing, right?
It's just funny.
You know, I'm super keen on like, you know, getting traditional media involved. Like, you know,
Like
you, if you say, hey, we play video games quickly and we raise money for charity,
the news
people will be like, oh my god, that's actually kinda cool. You know, the fact that we're all a bunch of shit-posted nerds in our 20s, different thing.
That doesn't matter.
It's like, you know, if you have gaming conventions, go to them. If you have the ability to live stream, live stream. If you have the ability to post on YouTube, post on YouTube. Go into Discords, say hi to people. It's literally just like,
that was little the biggest, bits, little bits, little I bits, think that was the bits. Biggest hurdle for me is just saying hi to people online. Like getting your name out there.
It's terrifying, isn't it?
It's so scary. You're like going on and it's like, now there's this big hole, like, I could talk to anyone. I could pick anyone to message.
It's terrifying. Like, some people don't have that, like, that reservation, though. Like, this is my favorite story about the Bioshock community, so I'll tell it very quickly. We had a dude come in around 2020, and he, every day, would be like, hey guys, it's me. I'm gonna learn this trick today. And we'd be like, great bud, you do that. And the next day he'd be like, hey guys, it's me. I've learned this trick, I'm now gonna learn this trick. I'm like, great bud, you do that, no worries. he did this over the course of months, and he was like giving us daily updates, whether he was playing the game, not playing the game, going to the shops, whatever. He's so funny. He streamed an attempt of Bioshock 1, couldn't interact at the end of the game, and was like, oh, I don't really know what's going on, I can't beat it. And submitted that anyway. He was like, can I have this time verified? And they're like, you didn't finish the game, buddy.
He's like,
but I tried really hard. And I'm like, that's not the point. He's just like shouting out in the wind, doing his thing. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Bloody go you, dude. I love that.
That my only like individual like world levels that I've submitted, none of them are good times. They're all just levels I thought were funny.
Yeah.
I was like, this level, I was like, my colony level, I just thought, I'm like, this colony sucks. I did everything wrong. Let me just put it up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, so people can laugh at my mistakes and go like, what was I doing?
My actual posted any percent run of Bioshock Infinite, because Bioshock Infinite runs any percent hill runner's hat. My any percent run is the console route, which I did when I got affiliated on Twitch. And it was the console route because my friend Toasted Mildly runs on console. And that's like my favorite thing I've ever done as a speedrun. It's just like a little like sweet...
Just like a little...
That's the thing. Yeah. And, you know, it's not going to break a world record. There's no cool...
It doesn't always have to be. That's the other thing I would say. Yeah. It's always, you know... I feel like there's like this very big like feeling I have to be like a certain tier. It's like can just be for fun.
Yeah, speedrunning is for everyone, and if you impose arbitrary restrictions on who is and isn't allowed to submit a time or be in your community, you're a dickhead and you can fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
I
always think like no matter where you are, I respect you for picking up the game. Yeah.
Yeah, classic like, RE4 did that a couple years ago and got swiftly told.
Like I get annoyed when people like they're like, oh, the last place runs like 2 hours behind everyone else. It's
who
like,
gives a shit?
It's like, I don't fucking care. They submitted a run.
Yeah.
You submit your own run then.
Oh, it's, you know? It's basically like... a let's play, but they finished the game.
Yeah, they finished the game. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's cool. I like just watching it. Like, there's been runs where they're like way later on than ever. I just watched the run because I'm like, it's just cool to see. Like, someone... And a lot of the time, it's just them like, oh, this is my first time trying to do the skip, so let me just like... And then they spend like 20 minutes just trying to do one skip.
Yeah.
And it's like... It's cool, that, and then they get it. It's like it's so cool feeling. It's like
it's awesome,
man. They hit it for like the first time, and they're super happy about it. It's like it's like that kind of thing. Is like
putting it all together is awesome. I personally wouldn't submit my very first run of putting everything together. That's just me.
I've definitely seen runs that do that. I'm like, okay. I mean, it's cool to see that you finally did it, though.
Yeah.
They're like, it's my first finished run. It's like
That's what
I'm so proud of you. You know, it's like so cool, but.
Yeah, speedrunning's awesome. It contains multitudes. You don't have to be a world record runner. You can be doing whatever you like, basically. As long as you're nice to people and you're not a dickhead, you do whatever.
You can get into the. You can even get into it if you're just a shitposting 20.
Yeah,
you're 20 year old.
Like just being a shitposting Twitch chatter. Like there are people here who genuinely just like hang out in people's Twitch chats. Like
That's just like I just want to watch my favorite runner do a game.
Like one of my mates coming this weekend is literally just mates with a couple of like people and then became part of the big speedrunning group just because they're friends with people. Like
But
the power of hello is very, very useful. Yeah, I mean, like you just DM me, be like, hey, you want to be a
podcast? I was like, I had the idea, like, you know what would be good to get? The coordinator of the like event. I was like, I'll just like fucking message, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't really expecting a response. I'm just like, I'll just fuck it. I'll try it.
I was on call and I got it and I was like, oh fuck, someone else can't do their run. Because that was like right after someone pulled out and they're like, oh, I can't do it.
I didn't mean that.
They have a very legitimate reason to be clear. I was just god damn it, I just fixed one problem.
Sorry for the heart attack.
I was dreading it and I opened it and I was like, oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, that's an actual... Yeah. Nah. I always, like, message people. I never expect a response. I'm just like, well, I'm just gonna...
Yeah. I mean, sometimes trying to get to the ether is fun, hey.
Yeah. It's like, well... Like, I messaged some people recently that who I also want, and they haven't... They might get back to me. I don't know. I said it, like, a month ago that just never had a response. So I'm like,
I mean, it is what it is. Like, you never know what the answer's gonna be if you don't ask, right?
That's most thing. Like, I was always scared, like, getting opportunities. It's like... Most of the time, from what I found, it's not just gonna get given to you.
Yeah,
like
you have to.
You have to actively want to like get it. So like, just messaging someone in the scene is like enough to be like the first step in the door. You know.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, by the way, I'm just letting you know that I exist. I've got this thing. Do you wanna like, you know,
I have my job, I send a cold email. Like, it just happens like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like, I just wanted to, like, you just send it out, and it's like, well, if they say no, then they say no. If they happy, it's like, cool, that's the first start, you know? But, anyway, I think we should wrap it up here. But,
yeah, I've yapped enough.
But thank you so much on the podcast. It was, it was great to have you, and I hope I'm going to really enjoy the rest of the event and, like, watching the upcoming runs.
See how we go.
Yeah. And by the way, just so you know, this was streamed on Twitch and YouTube, the runs.
TV/ old speedruns.
Yeah.
Check it out. Worst is working hard, keeping the VODs up to date.
So,
happy days.
So come check them out. It's really cool. This is my first one coming up to Australia to walk. I've been watching them for a long time now, and I was always like, I can't go to those. And now I'm here. It's like kind of a crazy feeling where it's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah,
there's people that exist.
People that you've seen only on the screen. Like,
yeah. I've seen like people like I met Layla and like, you know, Dan. It's like I've known Layla probably 5 years.
Yeah,
5+ years, and it was like I'm like, this feels so weird.
Yeah,
like I don't know how I like feel about this.
Yeah, I mean, like Saiyans was the first time I like actually got involved and said hello to people, and that was ASM 2016. I want to say.
Yeah.
Because you ran KH1. I literally was like, nice run. And that was all I said to him.
Yeah.
And now he's one of my best mates.
So. Yeah. It's just like, you're just here. And it's like...
But I like hanging out this chat all the time. Like, you know, just watching.
Yeah. The amount of people I... Because I don't really show my face on stream or on Discord or anything. So the amount of people I go, I'm like, hi. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, hi. I am here. That's crazy.
That's me. Hello. What's up?
Yeah. They're like, oh yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's... here you go. They're like, oh my goodness. This is what you look like. So,
yeah, how good. All right, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you take too. Care. Thanks for being on. I'll see you guys next time.
No worries. Awesome.
So yeah, thank you for watching. That was Noobs. Fucking amazing, awesome guy. So fun to hang out with him for like the week and just meet everyone and get involved in the scene a bit more. And yeah, it was just a great experience overall. So if you're interested, go look at Oz Speedruns. And just, you know, support it, be part of the community. It's really cool. And I'll see you next time. Bye.